This is The Nine with Ryan Pinder on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome inside The Nine. My name is Matt Rose. This is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pinder is off on vacation, taking a couple days, spending a little family time, very important around this time of year. So thanks to everybody who's tuning in as we bring you into the weekend. On the show today, we had a stacked program. Wes Gilbertson joined us earlier to talk about the Olympics. We heard from Stephen Brunt, Sportsnet insider who covers everything from the Olympics to the Jays to the CFL. Brad Treliving joined the program, as did Elliot Friedman. All that audio is going to be up online for you at sportsnet.ca/960. In about an hour's time here, our podcast will be up there as well. We also had our Cool It Clip of the Week. We do it every Friday morning. Having a bad day, don't like the media, hate microphones in your face, well, it's part of the job. We play a clip of someone losing their mind in a media scrum, and if you know who it is, you text in the answer to 960-960. You have a chance to win a Wild Rose Brewery branded cooler or a fridge full of beer. Full contest details are online at sportsnet.ca/960 is the place where you can find them. Wild Rose Brewery aims to keep quality beer and food in the hands and bellies of our hardworking Albertans. Check out wildrosebrewery.com for delivery and takeout, or hit up the taproom patio located in the Curry Barracks. We had an exchange between John Tortorella and Larry Brooks of the New York Post from Tortorella's time with the Rangers. And congrats to Jordan, who ended up taking home the prize. On the Nine today, we got a chat with the Hitman coming up. Tyson Galloway, defenseman for the Calgary Hitman. He had his name called in the fifth round of the NHL draft just back. Tomorrow will be a week since he was selected by the St. Louis Blues in the fifth round. We got a chat coming up with him. The Pinder Report's coming up, and we're efforting to get Danny Austin on to talk a little bit of Stamps Media as well. In the next segment. But first off, let's get you caught up with a little bit of Hitman action, but it also pertains to the NHL. I had a chance to talk to Tyson Galloway, the defenseman for the Calgary Hitman, who actually put together a really nice season this past year. Now, the Hitman only were able to play 21 of the 24 games scheduled due to a little bit of an outbreak, not really an outbreak, but a positive test amongst the team. They had to get everything rescheduled. So they ended up only playing 21 games. Tyson was hurt for some of them. He ends up playing 17 with 9 points, 6 penalty minutes. He was +6 as well, but played a big role for the Calgary Hitmen behind Luke Prokop, who we've also talked about on the show today, and Jackson Vandeleest. My chat with Tyson Galloway right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. So we go down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Yesterday, we talked to a member of the Calgary Hitmen who had his name called Sean Chagall, and today we talked to another Tyson Galloway defenseman for the Calgary Hitmen, drafted in the fifth round by the St. Louis Blues. Back on Saturday, day two of the NHL entry draft. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on today.
I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking. Congratulations on having your name called on day two of the NHL draft. I'm sure it was something that was extremely special for both you and your family. I guess, can you just take us through what the itinerary was for Saturday?
Yeah, so actually, in the morning, one of my teammates, Luke Prokop, gave me a call and wished me luck. He actually woke me up. That was my alarm for the morning, was him giving me a phone call. And then, I watched all the way from the second round, started the second round till obviously when I got picked. And then it was cool to see all my buddies kind of go. I had lots of friends go through from rounds 2 to 5 and even after rounds 5. And, it was... It was pretty electric here in my house when my name got called, and it was a feeling I'll never forget.
So, what was the group like at home? Just friends, just family? What were you looking? What was the entourage like for draft day?
Yeah, it was just me, my mom, my dad, and my brother here at home, and then afterwards we had some family and friends come over and. Had a bit of a party afterwards, so that was fun.
Have a little celebration, well-deserved for sure. So Sean Chagall, I talked to him yesterday, and he was mentioning how he saw his name just after the draft was coming back from commercial. Like, he didn't have the big lead-up. They came back from commercial, he just saw his name up on the board. What was it like for you? Was there a little bit more suspense? Like when the Blues were going up to pick, were you like, this, I think this could be it?
Yeah, I remember that too, seeing Sean's name after after commercial break, and that was it was pretty funny, but it was exciting. And then, to be honest, St. Louis is definitely one of the teams that I was looking on the draft board for, and I kind of had a bit of a hint before, just because my phone had buzzed probably 7 or 8 times in my pocket, and it was kind of weird, and I was like, huh. And then I kind of looked at it, and it kept saying congratulations. And the next thing I knew, I look up at the TV and my name was on the screen. And next thing I knew, I was drafted by the St. Louis Blues.
Well, you mentioned you kind of thought that the Blues might be looking around, thinking about selecting you. Is that a team that you had a lot of conversations with ahead of the draft?
Yeah, I had an interview with them only once, and but it was probably one of the best conversations I had had out of all the teams that I had talked to. Just the conversation was super fluid, and it was just really good. And it's a good suit for me, I think.
Well, it's a great story for you to come into the COVID shortened season, raise your draft stock. You end up going in the 5th round, going into the season. Something that, you know, we had talked about with Brad Curl and the broadcast team was, you had cut quite a bit of weight going into this 2020 shortened season. What was the process to get down in weight, and what was the, I guess, thought process behind wanting to just knock a little bit off?
Yeah, I think for me it was just discipline for me for sure. I think I kind of got away with it when I was younger. I was still pretty effective, just like in Bantam and midget and stuff like that. I got away with it. And then, I think for me, I mean, obviously I didn't make Calgary as a 16-year-old, right off the bat. And I think, that was a big thing that they kind of told me I needed to work on. And obviously I came back at Christmas time. I had cut some weight from September to Christmas time. And then I had cut some more from, whenever the season had ended last year in March till when we came back in February this year. And it helped me out a ton. My foot speed, and it allowed me to play against other teams, you know, top line every night and keep up with them. And that was the challenge I wanted. And I think just listening to everything that the coaches had told me ever since I was 16 until now that I'm 18, I think I've just kind of been soaking it all in, and it helped me out a ton.
So you joined the Hitmen in the back half of the 2019 season on a blue line that's got guys like Jet Wu. You come in and you replace Yegor Zamula, who gets hurt at the World Juniors. Then in the COVID-shortened season, Luke Prokop is there, Jackson Vandalist is there, but you kind of take over that bona fide number 3 spot as a younger guy on the blue line. How do you evaluate your season in that role?
Yeah, I think I played with Jackson basically all year, and he was a good partner for me to we kind of complemented each other pretty well. And I took a big step in minutes wise. I probably went from 8 to 10 minutes a game probably to close to 23 to 26 minutes a game, and I think that was huge for me. I think that was big for my development, and obviously confidence as well. I think confidence was a big reason why I could obviously play that big role this year on my team.
Vandalis stands at about 6'7". Have you ever played with someone that tall, and what was it like? Was it a easy adjustment for you?
No, I had never played with someone that big, but he does really well for how big he is. I think he's super effective. Everyone that I've talked to, I mean, in the off season and stuff, that have asked me about him, they all hate playing against him just because how mean and how strong he is. And I mean, I'd hate playing against him too if I was a forward. But he's super effective, and he knows what he has to do to be effective. And I think that's super key for him.
So now going into the upcoming season, we got the Hitmen schedule just a few days ago. Looking like a full schedule. Granted, it'll be all in conference games, but still getting back to the full schedule. What are your goals for the upcoming season as you continue to train here headed towards the fall?
Yeah, I think just continuing to get stronger, quicker. I believe I felt a lot quicker last year, and I feel like I'm already a step quicker today. And that's huge for me. And I think just continue to get faster. And just for a bigger guy, I want to be agile. I want to be quick on my feet. And I think going into this year, I think, last year was obviously a big year, but I think, we're kind of back into the full swing of things. And I think just getting back into the routine of taking care of my body and making sure I can try to stay healthy all year, I think that's going to be big for me. And try to win as many games as possible and keep our team competitive.
Well, congrats on the selection at the NHL entry draft, Tyson. A step in the right direction for a hopefully long and prosperous NHL career. But I look forward to seeing you with the Hitmen at the Saddle Dome once we get things going again. Thanks for some time today, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
There you go. That's Tyson Galloway, defenseman for the Calgary Hitmen. Had an outstanding kind of second season with the Hitmen. Extended rookie season after Yegor Zamula got hurt at the World Juniors in the 2019 year, and then shortened one, 2020. But there you go. Tyson Galloway ends up going 145th overall to the St. Louis Blues, and we wish him all the best in that organization. The Battle of Alberta Charity Golf Tournament's coming up. Tune in this Wednesday as Boomer in the Morning and The Big Show go live from the Red Deer Golf and Country Club for the Battle of Alberta Charity Golf Tournament. Proceeds from the tournament will support the Central Alberta Child Advocacy Center, who helped to raise funds to provide crucial programming and resources for the vulnerable children and youth of Central Alberta. The full event includes a team reception, a celebrity auction, a golf tournament, an after party, a hot stove. The full tournament details are online. Visit sportsnet.ca/960 for all of the deets. Around the corner, we're going to hear from Wes Gilbertson talk a little bit Olympics from earlier today right here, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Welcome back inside the nine. My name is Matt Rose, in for Ryan Pinder today. Getting you caught up on all things sports. That's what we do here. Pinder's going to be heading out to Whistler, Sportsnet Nation. It's time to get our lives back. It's time to tee off in Whistler with Ryan Pinder. We're partnering with our friends at New West Travel for an unreal weekend from September the 17th to September the 20th. Return airfare on a VIP WestJet charter from Calgary to Vancouver, plus your round-trip ground transfer from Vancouver to Whistler and back. You depart from the private executive charter terminal, 3 nights at the 4-star Westin Resort and Spa, and 4 rounds of golf at championship courses, Big Sky, Fairmount Chateau, Whistler Golf Club, the Nicholas and North Whistler and Whistler Golf Course. You got great tee times, you get a golf court, you'll get your bags with all your own clubs there, plus checked bag, plus a carry-on. There's going to be a tournament on the Saturday. It's going to be a ton of fun. All the trip details as well as booking information is online at sportsnet.ca/960. Want to take you back to a little chat we had this morning. The Olympics are in full swing across the pond. We had an opportunity to catch up with Wes Gilbertson, who's over covering the games for Post Media. He's one of two Post Media reporters out there, and he chatted with Rob Kerr just about the entire fun times that we're seeing over in Tokyo.
We were just kind of talking about the difference between watching an Olympics and actually being there and covering it. And you were talking about your day. So, you know, yesterday, you know, we had rowing, we had Penny in the pool, we had Rosie McLennan, we had the women's soccer team. How did your day go? What did you see? What were you able to see live and take in?
You know, the only thing I saw yesterday, or, you know, technically today still here in Tokyo, was Rosie McLennan. And I think that's been one of the fun challenges for me is you want to see everything. You know, you kind of, you think, oh, geez, I'm going to go to the Olympics and there's going to be all these sports and I'm going to see as much as I can. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. You know, but with the pesky writing part kind of mixed in, you have to pick a couple stories, you have to pick a couple, sports every day and go to those. And, you know, it's a lot like, and I'll use this analogy, it's a lot kind of like covering a golf tournament. When you're on the ground covering a golf tournament, you're watching, you know, a specific hole or a specific group. and you don't really know what's going on everywhere else. It's kind of like that. You know, you get lost in your event, and then suddenly you're, oh, you know, Canada won a medal here, or, you know, so-and-so won a medal over here. And so it kind of turns into a whirlwind that way, but it's been a ton of fun with a couple of us here to sort of try to figure out what the best Canadian stories are going to be every day and be there to cover them.
So far, I think we're kind of at the halfway mark. What have been the best, the best Canadian storyline so far?
Well, the female medalists, for starters. I mean, Canada's women, as they did in Rio, have, just kind of racked up medals for the country. Certainly the pool to see and to be there live the other morning. I guess it would have been a late night in Calgary when Penny Oleksiak tied the Canadian record for most medals at any Olympics with 6. And, you know, when you put in perspective that she's still only 21 years old and had a legitimate shot to win a 7th this morning, that was really neat. I was there the other night when Mo Charon won gold in weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
An athlete. And one of the cool things about the Olympics is just kind of being introduced to these athletes that we didn't know and that we'll never forget. Mo Charon was one of those, someone that I don't think the average Canadian, had probably ever heard of. And then to go win our second gold medal at these games, that was a really neat story to cover. Those are, a couple of the individual ones that stick out to me so far.
He is Wes Gilbertson from Post Media. He's our guest down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Wes, I just wanted to pick up on something you said before, which is, you kind of, your head down, covering the stories, writing the stories. How aware are you of things like Simone Biles and how big a story that became back over here? How aware are you of kind of the rest of the world that's going on at these Olympics?
Yeah, I think, depending, and Simone Biles is one that everyone was talking about right away. I mean, we're going to remember these Olympics regardless of nationality for what Simone Biles, for what Simone Biles has been through, for what she said, for the kind of, the statement that it made in terms of the importance of mental health. Everyone's going to remember stories from their country. Canadians are going to remember the ones I just talked about. Every country, I think, is going to remember Simone Biles. And so that one you couldn't kind of help but be aware of. I think there was a buzz at probably every venue as that sort of unfolded. And by that, I mean, you heard that she had left in the middle of competition, and then the story kind of, kind of took form from there. So I think that one, I think that's what we're going to remember. I think that's going to be, this Games in a lot of ways was going to be about Simone Biles. It was going to be, about the history, the greatest of all time in gymnastics. And as it turns out, we're talking about Simone Biles in a different and no less significant, arguably more significant context than we thought we were going to be.
And I'll get back to Team Canada and the events in a second, but just the COVID story. This is an Olympics that was delayed a year because of COVID. This was an Olympics that was, kind of under fire coming into the event. I know that there's, procedures and things in place. There's no fans, but just, your sense of being there now, the COVID part of this Olympics.
I give them a ton of credit, and I'll just give you a little bit of context. Let me say first, I think, as a journalist, I didn't want to write about COVID for 17 days in a row. I didn't want this to be the outbreak super spreader. This is the story that I'm covering. A sports writer doesn't want to write about a deadly virus any more than they have to. So, just for context, I had to take I needed two negative tests in a 96-hour span before my flight to Japan just to get into the country. Then I had a three-day hotel quarantine in which I was tested and needed a negative result, obviously, every single day before I could even leave my hotel. And then I've been tested every 4 days since then. If I was an athlete, it would be every day since then, or even a media member who was in closer proximity to the athletes every day. So the safeguards are high, and I know that they've been, there's been some fun poked at them for parts of it, and certainly it's not perfect, but the fact that we're not talking about a ton of withdrawals from events, we're not talking about any sort of outbreak in the village, and hopefully it stays that way. Certainly there have been some cases, but all in all, I think they deserve a ton of credit for the way that this has been handled and the fact that it has gone as smoothly as it has so far.
Wes Gilbertson from Post Media joining us down the Atlas Pizza and Sport Bar guest hotline from the Olympics in Tokyo. Let's look ahead, and I always feel a little bit bad when you say, well, this is what I'm looking forward to, Wes, because somebody out in the audience is going to go, why didn't you bring up this? This is a big Canadian team with lots of athletes and lots of local ties, but let me just throw a couple out at you. As we head into the weekend, what are you excited about, or what are you looking forward to watching and covering?
You know, track and field started today, and that's always such a such an exciting one. You know, that's one, if I was at home on the couch, I would be watching a ton of. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to start there, obviously Andre DeGrasse in the 100. If he can get through to that final, it is my favorite Olympic event, period, is that 100-meter final. You know, I can tell you probably what patch of carpet I was sitting on in front of the TV when Donovan Bailey won in 1996. And same with the 4x100 relay team that same year. So both Andre DeGrasse and Damian Warner, the decathlete in track and field, would certainly jump out to me. Penny Oleksiak and her teammates in the relay, for Penny individually, the chance to stand alone as the greatest Olympian medal-wise in Canadian history, that's going to be pretty cool. Erica Weeb trying to defend her Olympic title. I'm sure you've spent some time around Erica.
I love Erica.
This is an athlete that every Calgarian should be really proud that she's, made her home in our city.
Yep.
The more you get to know her, the more you realize what an incredible person and ambassador for sport and a whole bunch of other things she is. So excited to see her on the wrestling mat, try and defend her title. And then I'll maybe give you one more. And that's a new sport called sport climbing. First time in the Olympics. Yeah, I'm excited about this one. I don't know too much about it. You know, when we started kind of talking about our game plan for covering these Olympics, it was one that I said, you know what, I'd really like to check this out. And so, that's one for me too, that I'm excited to see. I think it could be a ton of fun to watch.
I always like to move forward in an interview. I feel like I'm going back a little bit on this one, but only because, I guess I fall into that category of, the old man, these new sports, what are they? But I'll tell you what, if bringing some of these new sports are going to get kids to be more active and kids to see themselves as athletes, I'm all for it. Tell me, were you exposed at all to the skateboarding? Did you catch any of that?
Yeah, I was. I wasn't there when the teenagers cleaned up, but I was there to see some of the men's final that included a couple of Canadians, or I guess not the final, but the men's competition. It's fun. It would have been the beach volleyball of these Olympics. And when I say the beach volleyball, I'm just referring to the buzz that created in Rio.
Right.
I mean, if there were fans in the stands at this cool venue that they built for skateboarding, it would have been the hit. And, I see where you're coming from.
Yep.
These new sports are so vital to just to bring in a new audience and kind of keeping a younger audience engaged in the Olympics. You know, not everyone wants to watch all of the sports that, you know, have been in the Olympics forever. And that's certainly not me saying, hey, take these out of the Olympics. But, you know, we always talk, it's amazing. You talk to any Olympian and they'll tell you they fell in love with the Olympics and with the idea of it by watching the Olympics. You know, it happened to me again yesterday. A guy named Alexi Lepage just got in as an alternate for the mixed triathlon relay, which is a new event. And he remembers as a six-year-old not being able to sleep and his dad giving him a bowl of Cheerios and putting him in front of the TV and watching the Sydney Olympics in 2000. And the fact that he remembers that so vividly is just so telling about, you know, what this does to spark the imagination of young fans. And if it's skateboarding that they want to watch or if it's sport climbing, then, you know, if that helps them fall in love with the Olympic Games and that's a sport that is going to be the part of the future of the Olympic Games, and it's always going to include track and swimming and these staples, but why should we tell them there can't be skateboarding in the Olympics? I think it's great. You know, the more the merrier. If more eyeballs are on the Olympics, I think that's great for everybody.
Don't disagree at all. I am envious. No, I am jealous. I just, you know what I think of you as a writer. I think you're the right guy at the right time in the right place. So I think it's awesome that you're there, Wes. I know when you come back, you're probably going to enjoy it even more, but you can tell you're having fun over there. Keep doing it. It's a long grind. I know it's a lot of work, but it's worth it, and the coverage has been awesome. Thanks for staying up late with us.
I appreciate that, guys. Have an awesome day.
There you go. That is Wes Gilbertson. It was, what would that be? 3 hours, 15-hour change, looking at about 9:30 in the evening out in Tokyo. He had a free night, wasn't covering anything in the evening. Very gracious with his time. Perhaps we'll have him on again closer to the end of the Olympic Games. Wes joined us down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Make it a great night. Choose from pizza and wings, pasta and seafood, or steak and ribs. Order now through DoorDash or dine in at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. We got the Pinder Report coming at you next right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The 9 with Ryan Pinder continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Pinder's off. He'll be back next week. We'll be back on Tuesday with Boomer in the Morning and The 9. Always live from the Iconic Studio, powered by Iconic Electric and Controls. The morning show is brought to you by the Grey Wolf Golf Course, who is open for the 2021 season, nestled against the backdrop of BC's Purcell Mountains, a world-renowned course that wins people over time and time again, a top 15 course in Canada, a number one ranked public course in BC, several holes that'll just be seared into your memory. You can get your time at greywolfgolf.com. They're the host of the 2021 Elves for Autism Charity Golf Tournament. Sign up today at greywolfgolf.com. You sign up, you win the tournament, you get to go play with Ernie Els on his course down south. It's on an island somewhere. Can't remember where, but I digress. Check it out. Elves for Autism is the website. Greywolfgolf.com is how you can get your tee times for that course out in BC. A little long weekend action right now. May as well hop in the car, throw the sticks in, and off we go over the mountains and into Grey Wolf. Let's get you all caught up with everything that's prominent and happening in the world of sports. It's time for your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
It's time for the Pinder Report, Rob.
I'm excited.
I'm Matt Rose. And we'll start with the NHL. Yesterday we had several signings, the biggest of which came out of Columbus as the Blue Jackets.
Is this NHL 94?
Yeah, this would be NHL 94. This is what we play when we do the NHL highlights.
Oh, fantastic.
Is this up your alley? Is this something
oh,
that... Yeah?
Oh, I was an early adapter, baby. Are you kidding me? On Sega Genesis.
Bingo. All right. So we kick it off here. Little NHL 94, a little bit of Columbus Blue Jackets for you. As Zach Werenski signed long-term.
Winner, winner! Who wants some turkey?
That's Bob McKelligot, the radio voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets. Very excited about the Zach Werenski deal. 6 years, $57.5 million total. That's a $9.583 million AAV. 7 goals, 20 points in 35 games this past season. There are only 15 players that are going to get paid more per year in this upcoming season. Players like McDavid, Panarin, yeah. Matthews, Eichel. And then there's guys like Alex Ovechkin who will earn less than Zach Werenski. They also signed Jake Bean, who they acquired from the Hurricanes. He gets a three-year deal worth $7 million. And yes, a former Hitman.
Former Hitman. The Werenski one is very significant. I don't discount the fact. It's funny, here I am asking out loud if there's a Canadian disadvantage. But this signing was as much about Werenski and the Jackets as signaling to the fan base in the world that Columbus is a place that players want to go. So we'll give him $9.5 million. Like, I again,
players want to play here. We just have to overpay them.
It's a flat cap, Maddie. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to make sure that there's some financial sanity in the league.
Have you been to Columbus before?
I have.
The gun went off!
Oh, thank God. I just can't do this show without that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Elsewhere, Corey Perry signed for $2 million per season.
The worst part about that is this is a true story. We're doing a show at Adrenaline Source for Sports, and some guy brings his kid in and goes, "Are you Rob Kerr?" "Yeah, this is my son." He has something to say to you, and the kid starts doing that.
The gun went off!
Yeah, and the dad's laughing his ass off.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's sitting in his car right now having a good old chuckle.
Going, you remember that? What an honor.
Corey Perry signed with the Bolts, $2 million per two-year deal. $2 million total, $1 million AAV, 9 goals, 21 points in 49 games with Montreal last season. Now, interesting, he joins the Bolts after losing to them in the last two Stanley Cup Finals. Of course, with Montreal this past season, he was with Dallas the year before when they were in the bubble. Tampa's lost a lot of depth guys. Yanni Gord, Blake Coleman, Barclay Goodrow, Tyler Johnson, David Savard, and Luke Shen all out the door. So Corey Perry joins the fold.
Yeah, I like it. You said it. I mean, you start to look at the top end is there for Tampa, but they've lost a significant amount of what I think was their success. I think Blake Coleman, I think Yan Gordy, Barclay Goodrow. I think there's all these guys were kind of, you know, eye openers for a lot of people of how good they played and how significant they were. And you got to replace that. And you know what? Corey Perry has been somewhat ageless, but has just turned it on at the right times. He knows when he needs to do it. He gets a little security in Tampa Bay. No harm, no foul on that contract. And he replaced, not in the regular season, but in the playoffs, he might take a little bit of that edge off of what they've lost, right?
Yeah, and the other thing, too, here is that there were a handful of free agents. There was only 6 as of yesterday that had scored more than 20 points in the previous season. Corey Perry now off the market, and Brandon Saad is also off the market after signing a 5-year, $22.5 million contract in St. Louis. The AAV there is $4.5 million, 15 goals, 24 points in 44 games with Colorado last season.
We'll talk to Elliot, but it puts a lot of pressure on the Blues now to move Tarasenko, right? That's an interesting story and how that's deteriorated, and very curious to see how it plays out. I know a lot of eyes are pointing towards the island. I find that a little bit difficult to believe because of who's in charge on the island. He doesn't let stuff get out, so there might be more smoke there than fire. Who knows?
We also had a trade.
Ran to a lion in the jungle.
Ryan Reeves, the Lion, is headed to the Garden. He goes from Vegas to the New York Rangers. A 2022 third-round pick goes the other way. 5 points in 37 games this past season. He only had 27 penalty minutes. It's the second lowest he's had in a season in his NHL career.
Ran into a lion in the jungle.
A lion in the jungle.
So much is going on. As I've said, this is the greatest single day of content in sports talk radio history. That one comes out last night. I'm looking at it going, oh, well, okay. And then like 10 seconds later, the tweets start. Oh, that's right. Mm. You remember Washington and the Rangers, the fight that, you know, Tom Wilson that got a general manager and a president fired. Specific need. I like the give back. Like, are you kidding me? I can get that guy for a third round pick I want to see this. Oh, good old fashioned. I know I'm not supposed to like it. I know I'm a bad person for liking it. I know this is not the direction we're supposed to go. And I know all the self-professed hockey Twitter cops are going to lament it and tell me why I'm a bad person. But I want to see this. I want to see Wilson Reeves.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. He's a couple heavyweights. Let's see it. The Flames made a depth signing. Andy Walensky, two-way, one-year contract for $750,000. And former Flame, Buddy Robinson.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Yeah, he signed with the Anaheim Ducks. Gets a two-way deal worth
$750,000. Where is that from?
That's from Elf.
Oh, yeah, that's the narwhal, isn't it?
Hope you find your dad.
Swing and a drive!
We switched to the baseball yesterday.
Yes!
Things went well for the Jays. Got going in the first inning.
Got a lot of room in left center.
There's a base hit to right field. Renfro's got a cannon for an arm. Here comes Teoscar to throw to the plate offline. Calvin Biggio picks up an RBI.
That made it 3-0, top of the first. Things got better. Take it to the top of the fifth.
Blue Jays are 3-for-7 so far in this game with runners in scoring position. First and second, two outs. Guerrero hits a high long one. If it's fair, it's way gone. And it is a fair ball. Vladdy Guerrero, another first pitch home run.
Another dinger for Vladdy. It's 9-0 coming out of the top of the fifth. Top six, more runs.
Brandon Workman has come into the game and given up four hits and retired just one. And there's another bullet. That's a fair ball into the seats for a ground rule double.
That made it 12-0. They end up winning 13-1. Hyunjin Ryu, six innings, five strikeouts, zero earned runs against. You heard Vladdy's dinger there. Next game tonight, 5:07 against Kansas City. First game back at the Rogers Center for the Toronto Blue Jays. The last game for them was September 29, 2019 against the Tampa Bay Rays. They won 8-3.
22 months ago.
Yeah, Bo Bichette, Vladdy Guerrero Jr., Hyunjin Ryu, Marcus Semien, they were all not playing in that game. It was 670 days ago. Reese McGuire, the pitcher, he's pumped to return.
Yeah, we're pumped for sure. Definitely just been an exciting kind of like week to know that we're going to be back. And I'm sure the city's already, you know, very excited. And, you know, we hear that there's going to be like 15,000 or something. So that's going to be amazing to see a ton of blue. And
15,000, probably going to sound like 30. McGuire's actually a catcher, not a pitcher. Starting pitcher tonight,
it's
Ross
Stripling.
It's not
Stripling. Like that mistake has been made on this program earlier today at all.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Now we're even, Maddie. Now we're even.
Ross Stripling will go for the Jays. Daniel Lynch for the Royals.
I'm sure glad I crapped all over this team earlier. You know, especially, or the management of this team earlier for not getting arms. This is the third home base that they've had in the regular season.
Dunedin, Buffalo, now Toronto.
Unprecedented. Nobody's ever done that before. And the fact that they're only 4.5, maybe, you know, some gutless coward who's an Expos fan in Calgary should maybe lay off them a bit.
The Jays also made a trade for Brad Hand, veteran closer from the Washington Nationals. Catcher Riley Adams headed the other way. Hand is 5-5, 3.59 ERA, 21 saves, 42 strikeouts this season with the Nationals.
So the Nationals are, well, you keep telling the story because I think you're going to prove my point for me.
Everybody's leaving the Nationals. They traded away their catcher, Kyle Schwarber. Big trade between L.A. and Washington. Saw the all-star Max Scherzer and Trey Turner go to the Dodgers for four prospects. Now, this was interesting as well because at 2 o'clock, they got traded to the Padres. Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic had reported a Padres and Nats trade was close. 7 hours later, he gets dealt to the Nationals.
What is going on?
What's going on?
But, and did not the Nationals deal him to the Dodgers with Trey Turner, right?
Yeah, the Trey Turner was the addition on
Turner
top of
Turner was
just
not
Max
in the
Scherzer.
Padres deal.
Yes, correct.
Oof. Oof.
Wild.
Hey?
The MLB trade deadline will not disappoint. It's at 2 o'clock today.
Think about the equivalent of that. Just try to, you know, okay, so the Oilers are making a big deal and they're getting a Cracker Jack Vezina goalie and an all-star forward. And all of a sudden, hey, it's, you know,
everyone's waiting for the trade call.
Trade call, and all of a sudden, boom! You know what it reminds me of? I always do this. Oh, there's no equivalent. It was when Jerome got it traded.
Because
we were all sitting down there going, oh, well, this is the give back from Boston. This is what they're getting from Boston. And then he goes to Pittsburgh.
Yep. That's
right.
Yep. Except, I wonder if it was the GM's call or the player's call. I feel like this one was the GM rather than the player this time.
So anyway, look forward to exciting promotions at upcoming Nats games. Like, who the hell is that, Day? And do you want to play, Day? Because I'm not sure what they're going to do now.
Step up to the plate, Day.
Step up to the plate. You too can be a National.
We shift to the NBA. Bam, bam. Another one for you, Robbie.
There you go.
Little NBA jam. Yep. Yesterday, the Raptors had
the story about this, eh? Vegas?
Yes, you did. We'll have to do it later because we have to get Stephen Brunt shortly, but you can hold on to that story if you want.
Sorry.
Raptors picked fourth overall.
With the fourth pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the Toronto Raptors select Scotty Barnes.
Wait a minute. That's not Jalen Suggs.
That's not Jalen Suggs at all. That's Scotty Barnes. 24 games with Florida State this year. He's a guard, 10.3 points a game, 4.1 field goals per game. Cade Cunningham went first overall. Jalen Green went second. Cavaliers draft Evan Mobley third overall. There was a handful of Canadians selected. Delano Banton was a 46th overall selection by the Raptors. They also
first Canadian ever drafted by the Raptors.
There you go. A little fun little tidbit there. In the first round, Mississauga's Joshua Primo went 12th overall to the San Antonio Spurs. And Montreal's Chris Duarte went 13th overall to the Indiana Pacers. Russ Westbrook also reportedly traded to the Lakers for Kyle Kuzma and a package that also includes a first-round pick.
Right.
Mm.
Like, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. What you just brought up is like a month's worth of stories in typical years. Months. That all happened last night.
Last night.
And we got the Olympics, too.
Wait.
Where Canada won another gold medal.
About the Olympics.
I wasn't even done.
Oh, man.
Canada's women's eight rowing crew wins gold yesterday. They finished with a time of 59.13 seconds at the Sea Forest Waterway. It's Canada's first gold in the event since the 92 games in Barcelona. New Zealand was silver. China took bronze. Also, Penny Oleksiak came fourth in the women's 100-meter freestyle. Rosie McLennan finished fourth in the women's trampoline. Canada's now at 3 gold, 3 silver, and 5 bronze.
Women leading the way again.
Sure are.
Fast kicking, low scoring, and ties. You bet.
Soccer, Cavalry FC is in action tonight. They'll battle Pacific tonight on the road. The return to ATCO Field at Spruce Meadows is coming up on Tuesday.
Cool.
Cavalry is third on the table with a 4-2-2 record coming out of the Winnipeg bubble. And at the Gold Cup,
I love gold.
Canada lost to Mexico in the semifinal 2-1, battled back from a 1-0 deficit against the CONCACAF powerhouse Mexicans down in Houston. Tied the game, but eventually lost on a 99th-minute goal. Canada was trying to reach the final for the first time since 2000. The Stampeders made a bunch of cuts, most notably Dakota Prukop, backup quarterback, who I had slated to be at least the 3 spot, maybe the 2, but he ends up getting cut. They also cut Trey Williams, who was a notable running back. And the Okotoks Dogs Black beat Red 9-8 yesterday down at Siemens Stadium. Tonight, Dogs Red will play the prospects in Edmonton at 7:05. Dogs Black is off.
Can I just say our good friend Jean Lefebvre from the Stampeders just posted a picture that should be our leading story.
Mm, what's that?
Calvin McCarty in red and white.
Oh, he's back, eh? He's ready. Oh, man. I am excited.
I just can't wrap my head around it. It's all happening at once, Maddie.
And good night and good luck to you, sir.
That is the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
There you go. That's the Pinder Report. We got to get out of here. Rintoul and Sermons coming at you next. A big thanks to everybody who joined the program today. We had Wes Gilbertson talking some Olympics. Stephen Brunt talking all things sports. Elliot Friedman gave us the latest. It was his final hit here on Sportsnet 960 before he takes a little break for the summer. Brad Treliven jumped on the program as well, and we also heard from Tyson Galloway. All that online at sportsnet.ca/960. The full podcast should be up momentarily as well. Grey Wolf Golf Course, our awesome sponsor for the morning show. Have yourself a great day, my friends. We'll talk to you on Tuesday right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.